2.5 關注薄扶林道行車潛在的危險。這個議題呢是由朱立威先生、麥謝巧玲女士以及楊惠款太平紳士提出，交通文件11/2014號。朱立威先生、麥謝巧玲女士以及楊惠款太平紳士建議討論上述的議題，亦都是大家可以詳見這個文件是附件一，運輸署的書面回覆亦都是附載在附件二。現在就請三位朱立威議員呢，就朱立威議員呢就簡介有關的文件，你是一共有5分鐘的。
是，唔該主席。咁其實文件就比較簡單，就係、是、呢我哋即係喺薄扶林道呢由過咗呢個致富薄扶林村之後呢，到去到瑪麗醫院嗰段呢由我哋南區去中西區方向嗰邊呢，就發現呢成日都即係有好多路口都可以雙白線右轉嘅。咁但係呢即大家可以睇返我哋啱啱派嗰份啦，阿波唔好意思，因為冇即係讀得比較急，所以冇中文，不過我諗你都應該知道嗰啲位置嘅，係啦。咁就其實即係講返就係、是、呢即係我楊惠歡迎又好，我自己都可以有時揸車呢經過薄扶林道，即係返去，即係我自己唔係住呢邊啦，都有時都經過薄扶林道去中西區嗰邊走嘅時候呢，咁有時就前面啲車呢其實都會突然之間就好突然咁樣就諗住收慢油，然之後其實原來佢哋就諗住轉油又轉入去。咁但係因為對面行車線成日都會有車嘅，唔係成日都有機會可以俾佢轉得到嘅。咁所以就變咗呢，就佢又會頂住後面啲車。其實喺成段我哋啱啱講嗰段路上面呢，其實都出現呢個情況嘅。咁就出現咗兩個問題。第一個問題就係呢，有陣時啲車即係唔熟路嘅，熟路嘅車就知道前面嘅車有機會係咁樣做嘅，咁所以佢哋嘅速度都可能會慢啲，同埋都會即係跟車唔會太貼。但係啲唔熟路嘅司機呢，唔知前面架車突然間會右轉嘅，因為雙白線㗎嘛，咁所以佢哋就會即係可能我自己都見過幾次，真係前面嘅車真係爭啲就撞埋去，因為可能一嚟佢哋嘅車速可能高少少啦，雖然運輸署回覆話係50嘅公里嘅限制，咁但係好多時候好多司機都應該係超過咗呢個速度嘅。咁第二個樣嘢就係呢，有啲司機就見到個快線俾人駁住咗，就想即係 cut 去慢線嗰度，亦都會有我有都有見過會造成一個危險嘅，因為佢哋都開得好快，冇乜減速之下就 cut 過去。咁所以其實呢件事呢，就希望運輸署即係一齊大家傾下，睇下點樣去提高個安全意識啦。我見到運輸署嘅回覆呢，其實我都知道薄扶林道係行50嘅，咁但係即係唔係太即係如果所有車輛都遵守呢個交通規則，就唔會有情況發即係唔會有呢啲麻煩事發生啦，亦都唔會有啲我喺路上見到一啲危險嘅情況發生，同埋嗰度有幾個路口都有啲咁嘅情況呢。所以其實真係睇睇運輸署可唔即係有啲乜嘢，除咗你喺回覆文附件二第二段嗰度你有啲嘢可能有幾個瑪麗醫院之後嗰啲位置油站嗰啲做咗，咁但係對於我啱啱派呢個文件嗰段路嗰幾個路口，其實即係我見到你哋話會研究嘅，咁但係研究完又冇，即係我哋喺文件上面見唔到你哋有咩方案啦，咁就想睇睇你哋究竟有咩方案去提返俾我哋啦。另外就係想，其實文件都有問到第二個問題，就係、是、南區有冇其他地方係有類似嘅一個情況呢，咁我哋都見到你文件係冇回應到嘅，咁所以就希望運輸署可以即係再解答多少少除咗文件上面嘅嘢，唔該曬。
麥謝巧玲女士有冇議員有冇跟進？
係，多謝主席呢。咁我有少少補充呢，就係話我哋睇返呢我哋嗰、那個即係俾出嚟嗰個文件嗰度呢，有一度喺嗰個第二頁嗰、那個嘉林閣對出嗰度。嘉林閣對出呢就啱啱個彎位呢，然後轉入去呢有條小路嘅，即係過完嗰個彎位呢就行大概一個小段路呢就到嗰、那個嗰、那個小路㗎喇，即係個小路出嚟嗰度。咁往往呢啲車有時呢收唔切嘅，咁呢就會即係都曾經係發生過交通意外喺呢一度位置。 咁我哋好希望呢，即係因為呢啲咁嘅隱蔽路口呢，其實都令到駕駛者呢係都相當於危險嘅。咁我哋好希望呢，就係運輸處呢就住呢啲問題呢作出一個改善。唔該主席。
咁或者都請運輸處回應有關嗰個提問馮建宇先生。
多謝主席，多謝咁多位。喺南區介乎華富道近啟力學校呢，其實知道瑪麗醫院一帶嘅一段薄扶林道呢，其實佢嘅車速呢係每小時係50公里嘅。駕駛人士呢如果遵守運輸署的呼籲，同前車是保持有足夠的距離， 當有車輛是橫過雙白線右轉駛入或者駛出附近的地方，其實是不會有問題的。雖然是這樣，在薄扶林道的一些位置，運輸署是考慮過其實它的特性和它對交通流量的影響之後，其實就已經禁止了車輛是右轉橫過雙白線。我哋例如喺瑪麗醫院附近油站呢個位置呢，其實現場嚟講呢已經設置交通標誌呢，係禁止車輛右轉由薄扶林道往中環方向右轉駛入油站，同埋呢係由油站駛出薄扶林道係禁止佢哋右轉往中環方向嘅。咁但係其實喺現場嚟講，我哋亦都有會見到有啲駕駛者係違反呢啲交通標誌，同埋因應地區人士嘅要求呢，運輸署呢喺上年年底呢，其實已經喺薄扶林道近瑪麗醫院油站呢個位置呢加咗一啲交通懸柱呢，係分隔來回行車線。呢啲措施呢其實都係配合返現場交通嘅管制。因應呢一個會呢，運輸署呢係會研究喺薄扶林道呢一啲有隔比較多車輛右轉嘅位置呢研究一啲交通改善措施，警告駕駛者前面呢係有右邊嘅支路。咁最近呢亦都有一個地區諮詢文件呢，喺薄扶林道120號近豪峰個位置呢係做一啲交通標誌同埋道路標記，係去警告駕駛者前面呢係有個右轉嘅支路。咁運輸署嘅回應係咁多，多謝主席。
好，跟住請警方柳 Sir 有冇回應
暫時冇乜回應，唔該。
好啊，朱亚威议员。
系，多谢主席。我追问翻，其实冯生好似未答我咧，究竟即系你啱啱讲嗰啲，照翻文件读咧，我都睇咗你个文件。咁但系我啱啱就俾多一份附加资料，呢几个地方咧，就究竟系可以右转定唔可以右转咧？咁其实我見到好多車都係右轉嘅，同埋我理解其冇一個禁止右轉嘅牌，係咪應該都係可以右轉呢？咁所以我就就住呢啲問題，希望睇下有冇啲咩可以改善。你啱啱講嗰個係瑪麗醫院油站嗰度呢，我見你哋真係做咗改善，但係我依家針對嘅係呢幾個好似未有改善嘅地方，我哋又擔心佢有問題嘅地方。咁另外就係南區有冇其他嘅類似嘅道路係真係又是可以右轉又是雙白線又是這樣的呢？那又好像沒答我，所以就想看看馮先生怎樣處理這個，就是我這兩個提問。麻煩
好，跟著你答了先，等一下馮先生你答了先。
多謝主席。關於朱議員這些一沓資料呢，其實這麼多個位置呢據我的記憶啦，我的理解呢應該是全部都是可以薄扶林道往中環方向是可以右轉的，除了不是應該說除了 在近豪峰花园附近，这里写了豪景花园，其实应该是豪峰花园附近，豪峰花园那里落斜呢，即是由豪峰出回来薄扶林道往中环方向呢，这个位置就不给右转。咁至於第二條問題係講南區仲有咩地方有即係同樣嘅情況，相信其實除咗南區之外呢，其實全香港呢即係都有好多嘅地方呢係雙白線係右轉吸入小路，或者去其他附近嘅地方呀處所，呢個係喺法例上面係容許嘅。咁我補充係咁多，多謝主席。
好，司馬文議員。
Chairman, we have submitted about 11 questions for the Transport Department prior to this meeting, and I think that Mr. Fung needs time to respond, and he needs time to come back with a response. So, Mr. Chilabai, Ms. Mack, I mean, Mr. Chilabai, I think that we should ask Mr. Fung to come back another time, because he doesn't have the response today. The proponents of this agenda item agree, Chairman, I think this item should be deferred till next meeting, and then Mr. Fung can give a proper response. The Pophalam Road is a very important road, and it looks like a highway. Mr. Chu and others will probably be driving 70 kilometres. If we do any speed survey on Pophalam Road, people don't drive 50, people drive 70. It is a fast road, and people are speeding, and that's the problem. The problem is not so much the junctions, it's a problem is the speeding. It's a dual two-lane road. It's the main primary distributor through the district, and everybody goes fast. And that's what the problem is on that road. So everybody's surprised when there is suddenly somebody going left or right. I notice here on today's report for accidents, you can see that the accidents of Pophalam Road is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in December, and in January for the same section of roads, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 accidents, including a number of serious injuries. So there are continuous accidents. It's on the report today. So it's on Pophalam Road. There is speeding, and we have people being surprised by these turns. So we've given 11 questions, and I don't think we have time to get the answer. I don't have time to read them out in my 3 minutes. So Mr. Fung should give his response in due course. We're asking for traffic statistics, speeding statistics, enforcement statistics. My residents have asked for speed cameras many times. We've put those questions to the transport department. The speed cameras have not been installed. I think this road needs speed cameras. This road's design needs to be designed so that people drive slower, that Mr. Chu doesn't go speeding and gets surprised by somebody making a turn. Also, at the gas station, we like these bollards to be the cylinders, the traffic cylinders to be expanded, because I've seen people doing three-point turns to get around them to get into the gas station. So people drive and strange behavior. And as Pophalam Road will become a more important road and becomes more important as our main traffic corridor, we need to solve this problem. But Mr. Chilabai, I don't think there's an answer today. So we propose to the chairman to defer the item and then have a proper discussion next time when we have a proper answer from Transport Department.
陳俊達委員。
多謝主席。有關豪峰嗰個位呢，咁其實呢我朝頭早好多時揸車出中環嗰方向嘅時候呢，都發現一個問題呢，就係話喺慢線呢離開嗰個位，喺深江萬遠門口會有個巴士站嘅，但係呢喺轉入豪峰要轉上去嗰條小路嗰度呢，朝頭早好多時喺八點幾鐘嘅時候呢，因為好多可能要去瑪麗醫院覆診嘅人會坐的士嘅，咁嗰度呢通常朝頭早呢翻工時候呢排隊要喺嗰度轉彎嘅的士呢轉上小路呢起碼六七格，咁除咗話危險嗰個問題呢，亦都有造成交通阻塞嗰個問題嘅，咁所以如果剛才馮山話嗰個位係唔可以轉嘅話呢，我諗運輸署同警方係要盡快去正視呢個問題，睇下點樣處理啦。多謝主席。
可以有轉。麥謝口令議員。
多謝主席。咁我剛才呢 阿波都讲得好啱，佢哋完全都冇覆过我哋嗰啲问题嘅。咁同埋咧就系话，既然间你知道啲路口系有危险性嘅存在，咁点解你唔去响呢啲路口度改善咧？你仲要俾佢咁样又转翻出嚟，嚟過那個雙白線呢？咁其實一個危險性就係你嗰個景峰嗰度呢，唔係 sorry 豪峰嗰、那個豪峰花園嗰度呢，你完全係唔俾佢咁樣轉法嘅，咁呢個係啱嘅。咁但係你其他嗰啲路口又點會又俾佢咁樣轉呢？唔係佢可以轉右，但係佢唔可以咁樣出去嘛。
佢係可唔係係呢個係一個交通規例。
係啊，
我哋而家關注嗰個問題就係，
因為你其他嘅路口咧，你其他嘅路口係可以轉翻出嚟，向應該左咁去啊嘛，即係轉翻出嚟，係啦，係啦，係啦，即係但係你而家其他嗰啲路口都，即係我哋俾出嚟嘅路口咧，佢都係可以噶嘛，係除咗嗱，除咗景峰嗰度唔可豪峰，除咗豪峰花園嗰度唔可以之外咧，係其他嗰啲路口，好似嘉林閣啊、香港大學嗰、那個宿舍對出啊嗰度，冚唪唥都可以嘅。咁點解你唔去作一個改善咧？我唔明白。唔該，主席。
好，邝子铉委員。
我都同意咧，就係議員提出呢、這個問題嘅，因為由瑪麗醫院至到去薄扶林花園咧，我度過大約 1.2 公里嘅距離之間咧，有6至7個呢啲咁嘅路口。咁從嗰個安全或者設計嘅角度咧，直接俾車輛右轉喺主路上面轉入去咧，就係、是、有相當大嘅安全嘅風險喺度嘅。咁一咧就係、是、正話大家討論過咧，就後面嘅車停唔切啦。咁、我哋明知呢條路嗰個車速咧係遠高於50公里嘅嚇。咁另外一個咧就係、是啲車右轉嗰陣時咧，要跨過兩條嘅行車線啦，咁呢個亦都係一個危險嚟嘅。咁但係我亦都同意咧，就係、是、要改善咧，就選擇嘅方法未必好多嚇。咁比較正路啲嘅咧，就做一個右轉嘅行車線。咁但係呢個咧係需要中間有額外2.5 米至3米嘅空間最少。咁呢個呢係好多地方我諗係要做好大嘅工程，或者要削山斬樹。咁另一個呢就當然係就係、是、唔准右轉去到瑪麗醫院或者薄扶林嘅交匯處呢，俾佢哋掉頭。咁對於部分嘅譬如豪峰佢、比較近瑪麗醫院嘅，我覺得呢啲係可以考慮嘅、即係要規定佢一定要掉頭。咁、但係對於比較遠嗰啲，佢要可能要行多1.5 公里或者以上呢，咁呢個呢我哋應該再要作研究。咁司曼文議員提出過呢，就係、是、問運輸署攞啲資料啦。我諗考慮嘅因素包括咗右轉車輛嘅車流啦，車禍嗰個嘅事故嘅數據啦，等等嘅。咁我諗呢就應該呢6-7個位呢應該綜合嚟去一齊去研究。咁我亦都同意呢，就係一時之間未必可以有一個最完好嘅方案。咁希望呢可以下次呢就再討論一啲唔同嘅方案。多謝主席。
好，馮生有冇咩回應啊？馮生，
多謝主席。首先就關於司馬文議員提出嘅一紮問題啦。其實運輸署咧係喺今日3月24日啦，喺3月20日咧星期四晏晝12:00多咧先收到呢一紮問題嘅。咁所以就我哋都即係。雖然即係 written 就未必答到啦，咁但係其實我哋都預備咗一啲資料嘅，咁喺呢度可以即係同大家分享一下咁。咁但係咪應該而家講啊，主席？因為即係其他人未有呢份嘢噶嘛。咁關於主要我歸納咗幾類啦，即係關於一啲交通意外嘅數字咧，即係我相信陣間警務處嗰邊嘅代表可能會有即係提供翻少少意見啦。咁 關於speed enforcement camera， 即係影快相機嘅位置啊，同埋佢個設置咧，我會將呢啲意見咧就轉達至運輸署相關嘅同事作跟進，就稍後咧就會補充翻俾阿司徒文。其實喺之前咧就我同呢啲同事溝通咧，其實已經就即係俾咗啲即係文字上嘅答覆咧，就俾咗阿司徒文議員噶啦已經。至於一啲位置，譬如話使唔使要加啲慢駛嘅交通標誌咧，其實呢個亦都係喺而家做緊諮詢嗰份文件喺豪豐個位置咧，亦都係除咗交通標誌之外咧，亦都有啲慢駛嘅道路標記係加咗落去嘅。咁至於另外一個就係喺油站嗰度嗰啲交通員署可唔可以加多幾個呢？咁呢個即係運輸署亦都係抱一個開放嘅態度。咁因為喺早排嘅地區諮詢文件裏面呢，我哋係收唔到一啲意見呢係話需要加多幾個。咁所以而家就做咗出嚟係咁多個就係咁多個。至於豪豐，阿司徒文你都提過喺豪豐出面博富林道嗰度可唔可以加多啲欄杆去封住而家嗰個水龍頭嘅位置呢？其實呢個我哋都稍後呢都會同消防署嗰邊同埋相關嘅政府部門傾傾，即係睇研究個嘅可行性。咁至於頭先都有委員就提過話豪豐出面嗰度點解喺一條支路禁止佢右轉呢？其實我哋都喺現場啦，同埋同瑪麗醫院管理層嗰邊溝通過呢一個位置呢，豪豐嘅出入呢，其實即係瑪麗醫院都會即係唔係應該咁講，佢哋唔會禁止救護車係咁樣駛入去瑪麗醫院嘅。咁而喺小路禁止佢轉右呢，其實我哋運輸署係考慮到呢，其實喺瑪麗醫院裏面呢係仲有一條路喺前面呢係可以俾啲車轉右出返去博富林道往中環方向。咁所以呢個喺交通安全啊同埋地區需要上面呢，運輸署係取咗一個平衡呢，係喺呢個位置呢就禁止佢轉右。咁而其他譬如喺呢沓文件裏面相關嘅地點呢，如果麥博園禁止咗轉右呢，即係可能佢哋個行多即佢哋需要更加長嘅距離呢去行返嗰個位置。咁呢個需要即係運輸署係持一個開放嘅態度，但係喺落實嘅之前呢都要同即係地區人士或者係區議會呢有比較好嘅即係更加多嘅溝通呢，即係而聽返返佢嘅意見呢，而實施一啲即係交通改善措施嘅。咁我嘅回覆係咁多，多謝主席。
好，警方柳 Sir 有冇補充啊？
多謝主席。就關於法例咧，就係話咧，冇禁止咧，除非有特定嘅交通標誌喺度，就任何車輛咧都可以右轉進入一啲路口或者停車場或者住所。咁至於佢喺右轉期間可能造成意外或者發生了意外呢，就會用相關的法例，經過調查之後呢就會用相關的法例呢來採取這個檢控啊或者其他的行動。咁有鑑於就司馬文先生呢議員呢就曾經有一份agenda 入咗，咁有關嘅數據呢我哋會問返呢就負責處理嘅港島總區交通部嘅同事嚟俾返一啲嘅合適嘅答案。咁有嗰陣時呢我就會俾交俾議會嗰度啦。咁我暫時補充係咁多，唔該。
朱大偉議員。
係啦，謝主席。我唔知係我嘅表達能力有問題啊，定係份文件真係寫得咁差呢。 即係入呢個議題呢，我再即係我再講多一次呢，其實頭先阿鄺子憲委員嗰個意見係非常之好，佢就係、是、我哋係見到有個問題喺度，我並唔係話一定要喺嗰段路度禁止右轉，從來都喺文件上面都冇寫過。我哋文件裏面其實真係大家希望係討論一個問題，就係喺呢一段有機會發生危險嘅路段上面，可唔可以做一啲改善呢？例如在文件上面的建议上面写着加一些指示牌去提高司机的警戒性呢，其实这个 我觉得 个情况就是现在冯生的回应就是我跟你讨论那段路你就好像没什么，就是包括我给这五幅相这五个路口你就好像没什么怎样回应，其实你可不可以回应一下我问得再清楚一点，如果你依家答我唔到都唔緊要，好似其他委員講開，為下次留翻下次做一個跟進事項咯。可唔可以加一啲指示牌，又或者去做一啲即係做一個詳細嘅研究，有冇路口？如果真係即係可能打錯字，唔好意思啦。豪豐嗰度如果真係咁近瑪麗醫院嗰邊可以轉嘅，會唔會呢個地方係唔俾佢右轉呢？但係其他嘅路口如果係遠嘅，咁咪繼續俾佢右轉，但係可唔可以加返啲慢駛呀、啊、有啲係有慢駛嘅，有啲係冇慢駛嘅，或者加返啲指示牌，等啲司機去知道原來佢係即係前面係有小路係可以有車會有機會右轉嘅。因為我都講咗就係呢，如果個個都遵守交通規則就唔會有交通意外發生啦。咁但係呢我見到就係、是、現今個情況就係有啲特別係啲唔熟路嘅司機，他們就不會留意到前面是突然間有車突然間收慢右轉，那就會引起危險。亦都 有其他委員說，就是其實這條薄扶林道道有些路口附近都有些巴士站啊小巴站那些，有巴士停在這裡的時候呢，那這些情況就會出現一些危險，還有在一些繁忙的時候兩邊右轉都好啦，都會影響的。你特別是早上上班的時候，即是講時間，但是又一來都轉不到出來，那你要揸車你夾硬要轉出來的嘛都要。那所以現在的問題，我們希望在現在未有發生意外之前，運輸署去做少少改善。如果做了改善之後發現是 OK 的，那其實都不，我即是再講一次，就不是一定要全部不給右轉。那所以這個問題，希望即是運輸署和馮生可以即是看看怎樣去想一想幫我們，即是始終交通安全是我們最關注的。謝謝
鄺子憲委員。
我再補充一下，就類似薄扶林道這樣的情況呢，就以我知道的確香港就不是很多見、啊、當然右轉就是很普遍啦，但是以一條是公路嚟講，公路嘅意思我即係話兩組紅綠燈之間其實好遠嘅，啲車快好多，咁樣係可以就咁跨個三白線右轉呢就比較少，市區的確有，咁但係市區嘅車速係遠低於即係呢類咁嘅公路嘅，咁其實咁嘅情況呢喺國內好普遍，即係四條線咁樣就咁右轉，喺公路嚟講都有，但係而家嗰個趨勢呢，即係我自己嘅工作嚟講呢都知道呢，就係、是、基本上都知道有危險㗎喇。咁一般嘅改善呢最低限度係做一條右轉嘅行車線。咁喺而家嚟講薄扶林道呢，就因為歷史嘅原因啦，就呢條路好多時就冇足夠嘅空間，但係唔等於個別嘅路口，例如薄扶林水塘道呢係有可能或者一啲其他嘅路口呢都有可能呢通過局部嘅加闊、啊、可能要削少少山咁、啊、或者要佔少少有一啲草地等等咁、啊啊、做咗一條最基本嘅可能譬如 2.5 米闊嘅右轉嘅行車線、啊、即係暫時嚟講我覺得呢啲係可以去研究嘅咁、啊、因為最主要嘅前提呢就係、是的確呢類咁嘅路口呢係有潛在嘅危險喺度嘅，多謝主席。
好，先問一問議員。
Chairman, these junctures are dangerous because, as we can see on these photographs, when you're driving, you see a double white line, and you do not expect a turn. That's the problem. When you drive there, you have no expectation that there might be an entrance into a road because it's not regularly used and you just see the double white line. And that is what causes the dangers. Two, the problem is speeding. There is, in generally, people drive more than 50 kilometers on this road. It's a long road, dual two lanes. People drive 70, they don't drive 50. That's just a fact. So the government transport department will have to address it. And the section of the road that is the most dangerous is from Bethany to Queen Mary. That's the section. And then plus the gas station. But the section that is most dangerous is Bethany to Queen Mary. And we need to redesign that. We need to figure out how to make these junctions clearer, make them more obvious. And that takes work, that takes time, and we don't have the answer today. So I think that Mr. Chulop Y, Mr. Kwong, myself, who know the situation, who studied it, have looked at it, are all in full agreement. We need time, and then as matters arising, Transport Department has to come back with a clear proposal that they have thought about it, on what they can do and what they can't do. So, Chairman, with that, I hope you can conclude and just give the Transport Department a task and let them do some work coming back next time, and then we can pick it up again. I think it's useless to waste more time on the discussion today. We need some more work and some more data.
朱英雄主席，主席就嗱，我就覺得咧就都幾贊成啊朱立威議員嗰個建議嘅，即係其實咧就以我喺呢條路咧行咗十幾廿年咧，即係比較多咧都係喺個警方嗰度咧，即係正如啊陳委員所講咧，即係好多的士啊，即係喺嗰度轉上去馬嚟嗰度咧係相當之危險嘅。 唔單止危險都係造成交通阻塞嘅，因為我時我哋啲車出返去快線準備快啲呢，原來佢嗰架車停低準備轉入，所以其實係呢個係最大嘅問題。其他嗰啲位呢，其實轉嘅暫時呢轉右即係博弗林道轉右入去個路口嘅車都係比較少嘅，所以即係我即係提個建議呢，即係我都贊成啊朱立威議員嗰個議員所講嘅呢，即係話。 喺警方嗰度運輸處係咪研究呢？即係佢唔好喺博弗林道嗰度轉右入嗰個路口，咁而其他嗰啲呢，就先呢做一啲嘅交通嘅指示牌呢，嚟到即係呢啲司機呢有個提示同埋警覺性呢，即係我哋逐步嚟啦。咁樣因為你而家即係聽警方嗰個意見呢，就好似即係而家呢啲係都係。 交通條例上咧都允許佢咁樣轉法噶嘛，咁樣咁如果係咁樣，即係可以咧係避免一啲嘅危險。咁即係從呢個方向去考慮先啦。即係我諗，即係由呢個方向去考慮先咧。如果佢下一次翻嚟，咁我哋都有一個嘅初步嘅方向，等佢翻去考慮。咁下一次嚟先至可以即係話俾我哋聽，即係佢哋睇個睇法係點啦。如果唔係，我哋即係今日傾咗一大輪，跟住完全冇方向。
叫佢下一次又嚟講一大輪，咁樣即係我覺得即係可唔可以叫佢返去考慮呢個方向啫？咁返嚟下一次即係有啲回覆好嘛？都係主席。
好，運輸署啊，馮生。
多謝主席，同埋即係咁多位議員嘅寶貴意見啦。其實即係正正呢，運輸署呢係持一個非常之開放嘅態度，喺博弗林道右轉呢個問題上面，就無論係俾唔俾佢右轉又好。 加什么改善措施，亦都好，系运输署都系持开放意见嘅。回应翻阿朱立威议员嘅提问咧，其实即系佢，我运输署咧，其实喺书面嘅回复度咧，其实都已经讲得好清楚。其实运输署咧系会系研究咧，喺比较多车辆右转嘅位置咧，系研究改善交通措施啦，系警告驾驶者咧前面有支路嘅，系即系。如果係要話即係禁止右轉呢，其實即係對當區嘅市民嚟講呢，其實都有啲即係一定嘅影響。咁其實運輸署呢都會係好小心考慮。咁正正因為咁呢，其實運輸署呢已經有一個即係交通改善嘅建議呢，係而家已經係諮詢緊地區人士。呢一個建議呢，其實就算就喺博弗林道近一二零號豪豐呢個位置度呢，就加一啲即係
前面有右边的支路的交通标志和慢驶的、就是、道路标记是、作为警告驾驶人士前面是可能有车是减、慢或者停车是转右的。咁我哋都係好希望即係得到地區嘅人士嘅支持呢，係進一步可以係落實呢個建議。咁補充係咁多，多謝主席。
好，大家都俾咗好多意見啦。咁我呢就我會覺得咁樣喺度呢，就要求運輸署呢就備悉議員嘅意見啦，亦都研究呢南區各個繁忙嘅路段設置呢適當嘅提示交通標誌，或者係唔准右轉嘅路段咧，加設更多嘅交通原柱分隔來往來回嘅車道車線，保障行車嘅安全。咁啊，警方咧都係應該加強執法啦，提高阻嚇嘅作用啦。此外呢，就有關司法文委員議員呢就住薄扶林道各個路段所作出嘅查詢呢，要求運輸署呢同埋警方喺會後就提供各路段嘅交通統計嘅數據，並呢直接呢就與我哋嘅議員呢就係、是、我喺度亦都建議咧，運輸署咧主動啲咧，就係同我哋當區嘅議員咧，或者分區委員會咧，就係前往各個嘅位置進行實地嘅視察嚇。喺亦都咧係喺會議討論咧，就能夠咧更加有效率同埋切實嘅嗰個實地個接近嗰、那個直接去跟進。咁亦都按委員嘅建議呢就作出有關嘅改善啦。咁因為呢就實地視察呢係比較好嘅，即係我哋都覺得，因為我都係一個揸車人士，我亦都知道呢經常性亦都有我哋喺越過個雙白線呢入去瑪麗醫院嗰條支路嘅。咁如果係話，當然啦，我哋可能好似好簡單啦，我哋全部將佢動曬啲分隔圓通，咁可能呢亦都會帶嚟一啲部分嘅駕駛者或者一啲人士呢係有一啲嘅不便。咁我諗就最實際呢都係去到現場去到睇啊，因為馮生呢亦都係一個非常積極嘅工程師，咁因為曾經我係同佢去睇過嘅嘢，佢哋都好快脆跟進。不過最重要就係委員呢或者我哋議員呢能夠俾到切實嗰個所需嘅需求呢，因為最終如果去短我覺得如果係能夠係接近啲瑪麗醫院嗰個掉頭位呢，咁嗰啲可以考慮一下，即係唔俾右轉嘅。咁呢個或者就住運輸署同相關嘅議員或者分區嘅委員呢一並去睇完咗之後，然後先再作一個決定點樣設計嗰個交通標誌㗎嘛。好，就咁結束議程。